This section of the tape is a history of my grandparents that are four generations back, related to me by my great-grandmother, Cordy. And what country, Grandma, did your grandparents come from?
My grandparents on my mother's side of the family came from Germany. That is the farthest back I can remember, since no one has recorded any information. Grandparents lived there in the early 1800s. On August 3rd, 1862, they had a baby girl and named her Mary. A few years later, they had twins and named them John and Catherine. They both died at a very early age, but I do not know the cause of their death. When my mother, Mary, would talk about the twins, she would call them Yashu and Kashu, meaning John and Catherine in Polish. This was the language they spoke. Around 1869, John and Catherine left Germany with Mary and went to Poland. At the time, they... Polish government was giving out small parcels of land to farm. There they raised chickens, pigs, and cows and grew their own food. In 1871, they had one more daughter and named her Josephine. 1872, my grandmother, Sosinska, died of smallpox. 6 months later, my grandfather, John, died of an unknown disease, somewhat related to the flu. Mary and Josephine were left to live with relatives who were very mean to them. Mary had to watch the cows all day and they had very little to eat. When my mother Mary was 23 years old in 1885, one of her cousins, whose last name was Pakanevich, asked her if she wanted to go to America with him and his family. He was married and had two children. Mary accepted, for she did not have a good life in Poland. She traveled to America on a big boat, and the trip took 2 long weeks. Mary says the trip was really rough. The boat would rock back and forth, and water would splash and get them wet. She also got very sick on the trip and thought she would never make it. The cousin had that she came with had a small baby and a 2-year-old child. The baby died on the trip. Captain took baby and said they would keep the baby until they reach America and my cousin could have the baby back to have it buried. But the family never saw the baby again. They docked in Detroit, Michigan, and that is where the family settled. When Josephine, her sister, was 18 years old, she came to America by herself. She did not know anyone when she reached Detroit, for she had lost my mother's address. Josephine went to the Catholic Church to talk to the priest to see if he would recognize her sister's name or how to locate her. So at the next church service, the priest announced her sister's name, and it just happened that my mother was attending Mass. My mother recognized her name immediately. She says that it was their faith in God that brought them together. My mother met Lawrence Zimbel while she was living at the boarding house. He lived there also. They were introduced by the Kshanuskis and were married in 1886. They both were 24 years old. My father was born in Austria on August 10, 1862. He had two sisters and one half-brother. My father was the youngest in the family. My father was supposed to serve 3 years in the army in Austria. When he was about 20, his desire to come to America was so great that he skipped the army and hopped the boat to America without any money. When he reached New York, they held him there, and farmers would come to buy these men for their ship fare. He was bought by a farmer and was to work for him until his debt was paid off. My mother used to say he was sold like a cow. He worked real hard, and the farmer began to trust him. One day, when the farmer was gone away, he skipped out and headed for Detroit, where he knew some friends. These friends lived in the same boarding house as my mother. They soon came acquainted. Lawrence and Mary first lived on Lovett Avenue in Detroit. They later sold their home and moved to their farm on Jar Road in Redford, Michigan. They had 12 children, but six of them died in infancy.
Okay, I want you to tell me a little bit about your childhood on growing up on the farm.
I was 8 years old when we moved on the farm in Redford. We went to school, and I had very little schooling.
Oh, how'd you get to school?
We walked 2 miles across the field, because that was the closest school we had.
Did your brothers go?
No, my brothers did not go. My youngest brother went, but he...
Well, how come your oldest brothers didn't go?
Because those years they didn't have to go, and they had to work on a farm.
Well, what did they have to do?
Milk cows and feed the horses, and there was a lot of chores to do on a farm.
Well, did they plant... crops, or
they planted crops,
and they had to harvest them too.
And harvest them.
How many years did you go to school?
From 8 to 13, but I did not go to school all while we just went up.
Just in the winter time.
Just in the winter time. Then we had in the spring we had to quit and work on a farm.
Oh.
So I had a very little schooling.
If you quit school at 13, did you go to work someplace?
I stayed on the farm and worked, and that was the only income we had.
Okay, but when you was 18, where
then
did you go to work?
I was 18, I went to Detroit and worked housework for a year and a half, and then I came back on the farm and worked on the farm.
Until when?
Until I got married.
And who did you marry?
I married Frederick Howe.
And how did you happen to meet Frederick?
Oh, one night he came. He was a neighbor of ours, and he came to my house, and he says he wanted to speak to me. And then he came to the him to the house, he asked for a date.
Oh. How long did you date him?
A year and a half.
And then you got married?
Yeah. I was 21 when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with him a year and a half, and then we got married.
Where did you live after you married Fred?
New Hudson.
Did you just live alone?
No. His brother got married short after we did, so there was two families living in that house. And
did you live with his brother and his wife?
No, we lived separate, though.
Oh, you lived separate. Was it like a two-complex house?
No, it wasn't, but there was a room enough that I got the back and she got the front.
Oh.
And we had two children, Dorothy and Delphine, and then he got sick.
What did he have?
Well, I think it was a ruptured appendix because he always had those spells.
That he had a lot of pain in his side?
Yeah, he had a lot of pain.
Well, when he had surgery, did he come through it okay?
No, he never came through. He lived 6 months after surgery. And
well, what was the cause of death?
I don't know, but I think it was that ruptured appendix, and he never...
Well, it must have been gangrenous, huh?
I think it was gangrenous, yeah.
And he died in what year?
Well, we lived there 4 years when he died.
So how old was Fred?
26 years old.
Okay, so then where did you live when after Fred died? Did you stay living in the house you're at now?
I moved back to Retford on the farm with... to my mother's place and my brother.
Well, what, did you do any work outside of the home or any place?
I helped on the farm, and I helped my sister with her work because she...
What kind of work?
Housework, because she wasn't feeling at that time very good. Mm-hmm. And then after three years, I met Peter Cordy.
Well, how did you happen to meet Peter Cordy?
Through my sister and her husband.
Well, was Peter related to her husband?
Yes. He was related. He was first cousin to her husband.
Oh. What year did you marry Peter Cordy?
In 1926.
And where did you live after?
My husband built a home in Schaefer, Durban, Michigan. A year later, my first daughter was born, and we named her Geraldine.
Okay. And how long did you live at this house on Schaefer?
Just 1 year, and then we bought a 60-acre farm with an old house. He had to build a new house and all the buildings. And that's where we are still living, and the rest of the...
And how many other children did you have while you lived in Carlton?
I had Genevieve, Rosemary, Richard, and Marjorie.
Okay.
And I said Rosemary.
Okay. What did you do then on the farm? Did you use a general farm, or did you raise a lot of animals, or what?
Well, we went in general farming and a little bit of gardening. And most of the time, we got rid of our cows and horses, and then we bought a tractor, and we just had general farming.
and it was like living on the farm. Was it a good life? Did you make a lot of money, or was it just enough to live by?
Just enough to live by. We didn't make a lot of money. He got the, when his father died and his mother died, he got a share in, I think that's what helped us, because on a 60-acre farm, we couldn't make a living. Mm. And he done a little carpenter work, didn't make a lot of money.
Did you can a lot? I mean, if you didn't make a lot of money, did you can and butcher?
Yeah, at first, when the children were small, we butchered a pig every winter. And
did you have to render that, fry it down and render that lard?
I rendered so much lard that I had to sell it. Of course, I didn't get much but 6 cents a pound. And I canned a lot. When the children were little, I made the grape jelly, and I canned quite a bit.
How many quarts you say that you would can a year?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Would you say about 500 quarts?
No.
You didn't can that much?
No.
Did you can a lot of tomatoes and corn?
No, corn I didn't can.
Green beans?
Green beans and all, because they would spoil on me. I couldn't can corn. Because, you know,
I thought you canned homemade vegetable soup a lot, too.
1 year.
Yeah?
1 year, and Dorothy helped me.
Mm-hmm. Did you...
that was a lot of...
Did you have a cellar where you could store, like, potatoes, you know, and cabbage? Did you make sauerkraut?
We raised some potatoes, and 1 year I made sauerkraut. And
so you didn't have a fruit cellar where you could keep things then?
No, I never had a fruit cellar, because the furnace, a coal furnace, my basement was too warm to keep anything like carrots or cabbage. My basement was too warm.
You had a furnace that you had to... your heat was with coal?
Coal.
Most
of the time with coal. And at the end, we had to burn more wood than coal.
How many years did you have a coal furnace?
It says 50. Over 50 years.
Did you always have to stoke the furnace?
Well, when I got sick, my husband would take care of the furnace. And when the children would say, "Mama, the house is cold." So I had to go down, take care of the furnace. They wouldn't say Papa, they'd say Mama.
Harlow?
You celebrate your Christmases?
When the children were little, my husband would play Santa Claus when the children were little, and we bought a few gifts. We bought a Christmas tree, and not a great big one. Maybe later on, then the children got older, we bought a bigger tree, and we had Christmas dinner for the family. I don't know how many years, but it was quite a few years, and until the family grew too large that my house was too small, so I quit giving dinners.
Okay, when you moved on the farm, did they still have the horses and buggies, or did they have cars at that time?
Oh, they had cars at that time.
Okay. What kind of car did you have?
We had a Ford.
What'd they call it?
Coupe. And then we had another old Ford Model T. That was our first car, and he had a coupe. Then he had another Ford, and we had a Ford truck. We had a Pontiac. We had a Hudson. We had a Hudson car. When we moved on the farm, we worked our farm with horses for several years. And then we bought a Ford tractor. And we were the first ones on the road that sold our horses. Then all the rest of the farmers were selling their horses and got tractors. But I don't know what year it was.
And did you go to church at all?
Yes. My grandpa was very strict. We went to church every Sunday with the children. They all made their first communion and confirmation at St. Charles Catholic Church. And
went to school there too.
And they went to school
at St. Charles.
At St. Charles School.
Okay, Grandma, going back a little bit, did you ever ride a streetcar?
Oh, yes. When I was a young girl, I rode this streetcar a whole lot. I used to walk 5 miles to Durban to get on the streetcar. It called it interurban car. It was a bigger streetcar in the country, and then in the city they had smaller streetcars, and I rode them a lot.
How much it cost?
Oh, about 5 cents or 10 cents. I can't remember. I know it was just. It didn't cost many, but I think it was 10 cents from Durban to Detroit.
And after living in the country for as long as you have, would you ever want to move to the city?
Well, when I got married to Pete Cordy, I loved that house on Schaefer Road that I cried when I moved on the farm, but now I wouldn't want to go back to Durban and live. I love the country. Oh, yeah, I was. I cried when we moved on that farm. I wanted to go back to Durban. But see, Durban wasn't built up like it's now. But see, everything is so built up that I wouldn't want to live. I wouldn't want to even live where my mother lived, because everything is built solid there. And that used to be all land. Who'd ever think everything is built up? I love the country because I don't like to have a house built next to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. That's the only thing I like the country better. I don't want to have a house next to me.
And what about the radio? Did you ever listen to it?
Yes, that's when we moved on the farm. That's the first thing we bought, the radio. And we'd listen to it. We just had programs on the radio about Anderson Andy, and there was a program about Midge, and that's how I named my daughter, my youngest daughter, Midge. That was good too. Then there was a lot of other programs.
What kind of music did you like to listen to?
Oh, they had polka music. They had a lot of polka music on the radio, too.
Did they have country music?
Yeah, country music, polka music. And
what was the Amos and Andy program? What was that like?
Amos and Andy. Amos was married. He had a wife in that play, and he had a daughter. And he used to put his daughter to bed. It was on the radio, and he'd say the Our Father to her. And he was quite religious. Andy, I don't think he was married.
Was it a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy show.
And story.
A story about black people. And
did you have any social gatherings?
Yeah, on the farm when I was a young girl. There was a lot of my cousins, my aunt and uncle, my cousins and friends. We all come and gathered on a farm for quite a few years. People in Detroit, they just enjoyed it. Because at that time, it wasn't built up. It was all fields and land. And they used to even walk they'd take the streetcar and go as far as Durban and walk 5 miles to get to our place. Some of them would. My cousin and my aunt and uncle. And I enjoyed those parties when they'd bring their own food. And they used to have, I think I had pictures of them too yet.
What'd you do when everyone would come over? Everyone would eat?
Oh, they'd all sit on the lawn outdoors. Your mother was just a little girl. I don't know if she remembers that. I don't think you remember those parties we had. Of course, they came over. See, kind of grandma. They'd come over. We used to have a lot. And my cousins used to come over and stay a week.
Did you play music?
No, they used to play games and eat and sit in the front lawn at that time. I know it. I lived on a farm then. I was married to Pete and to Grandpa. And of course, everybody enjoyed it. Then they broke away. They never came. Sometimes my cousins would stay a whole week or so, or like that. I know what that, Vicky, Nettie's sister Vicky, she was 14 and she came up. She stayed a whole week with us.
And did you have a social life?
Living on the farm, we didn't have much social life. We had to get up early and work late.
Thanks a lot, Grandma, for letting me interview you. It was interesting hearing about some of your past experiences.